Shalom and welcome to Torah Bites. This is Torah Bites for the week of February the 1st, 2020, the 6th of Shevat, 5780. This week's message is entitled Tefillin, and I'm reading from Shemot, Exodus chapter 13 and verse 9. And it shall be to you as a sign on your hand and as a memorial between your eyes, that the law of the Lord may be in your mouth. For with a strong hand the Lord has brought you out of Egypt. This week's parsha contains two of the four references in the Torah to what has been taken to be the basis of tefillin. Tefillin are the pair of black boxes attached to leather straps that are worn during certain prayers. The verses are the one quoted above, Shemot Exodus 13, verse 9, as well as verse 16 in the same chapter, as well as Devarim, Deuteronomy chapter 6, verse 8, and chapter 11, verse 18. The boxes contain handwritten parchment scrolls of the passages within which these verses appear. Using tefillin has become a mark of strong adherence to Judaism. Its use is ancient. How ancient, we don't know. You might be surprised to learn that the oldest recorded mention of tefillin is in the New Covenant writings, the New Testament, Matthew chapter 23, verse 5, where Yeshua is quoted as saying, "They make their phylacteries broad and their fringes long." Not very complimentary, as the Messiah is critiquing the general showiness of the religious leadership of his day. The casual reader may miss, however, the full impact of Yeshua's critique here. For the most part, his comments focus on how these people made their religious objects in such a way to draw attention to oneself. The fringes, in Hebrew tzitzit, or plural tzitziot, are the tassels that God directed to be added to the hem of one's garment, so designed as a reminder to keep his commandments. We read about this in Numbers chapter 15, verses 37 through 40, and Devarim, Deuteronomy chapter 22 and verse 12. The Greek word that Matthew uses for tzitziot is kraspedon, meaning tassel, pretty straightforward. The Greek word for tefillin here is far more loaded. Matthew uses phylacterion. Most English translations don't actually translate the word, but rather transliterate it instead by using phylacteries. Other translations use prayer boxes or scripture boxes to more clearly describe tefillin. But the problem with that is that it may miss Yeshua's point. The Greek phylacterion means amulet, an object worn or used to provide protection from evil forces. Yeshua may have been adding an extra layer of criticism to his tefillin reference by considering them and those using them as superstitious. Not only were they attempting to show off their piety, they were dabbling in the magic arts at the same time. The other possibility is that tefillin was already commonly regarded as an amulet, and that Matthew used the best Greek word to represent tefillin as they knew it. This is discussed in the article, The Origins of Tefillin, that can be found on the scholarly website www.thetorah.com. Either way, morphing God's word into a magical object is what happens when we allow it, or should I say force it, to take on properties God never intended. One needn't be a Bible scholar to see that the references used as a basis for tefillin are metaphorical. If the sign on your hand and a memorial between your eyes are meant to be taken literally, then we should also be stuffing our mouths with Bible verses in order to fulfill that the law of the Lord may be in your mouth. The purpose of the metaphor, sign on your hand and memorial between your eyes, was to encourage God's people to always be ready to obey him and to keep his word in focus. The result would be that it would flow from our mouths. As God used his word to create the universe, so our mouths should be filled with his word in order to bring blessing into the world. It's a lot easier to create objects to attempt to manipulate the forces of life than to fill ourselves with God's word as it was intended. I wonder how many amulets we utilize, thus deceiving ourselves into thinking we are godly when all we're doing is showing off, or worse. We adopt all sorts of techniques and formulas thinking they'll provide us with shortcuts to God and his power. Instead, let us embrace his word as he intended, allowing him to fill our lives to overflowing, always ready to hear and obey. Torah Bites is located on the web at www.torahbites.org. Comments may be sent to info@torahbites.org. You can follow us on Twitter @TorahBites. Until next time, This is Alan Gilman for Torah Bites. Lehitraot.